Hey girl, hey, you back? Girl, it's okay. Let me see what I have for you today. Mwah. Hey girl, hey. Ooh, that came out so wrong. But anyway, welcome back, you guys, to season 3, episode 1, the first part of the Pillow Talk series. I posted on my social media pages for you guys to send me some questions y'all wanted me to answer. Your girl got you, but a little switch up a little bit. So my co-hosts for today, you guys, are all guys. You heard me right. So hopefully this should give you guys more clarity on this stuff that you guys asked me. I'm ready, and I know they are too. So I'm gonna let them introduce themselves to you guys.
My name is Dev McDonald. I'm 23 from Scriven County.
Man, my name, y'all already know my name, man. You guess the Playboy, aka Zakai. 20. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. Welcome, you guys. Welcome, 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 welcome. Okay, but now you guys, are you guys ready? Because we about to get into it. Are you guys ready?
For sure.
All right. So you guys, ladies, we all have our own style when it comes to how we dress ourselves. However, we sometimes switch it up once we get a man. But when we choose to not adjust anything, it sometimes causes friction with our significant others. Some guys care and other guys don't. Guys, do you think a female should adjust her appearance once you guys are officially dating?
For sure. For sure.
I mean, yeah, you go ahead, bro. Elaborate on that.
I feel like once you get into a relationship, it's things that you cannot do. Like, you can't be dressing like you single. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying, Dale?
Yeah, I feel you saying on that. I mean, yeah, they got to change up what they had to be dressing or how they be doing stuff, because I believe, like, you know, if we had to put on some crazy stuff, I believe they'll trip too. And it's, I think everything go about respect. If, you know, you ain't got no respect in a relationship, then everything won't work. You feel me? So she got to have respect to have, like, how she dress, how she carry herself, how she move, because, like, once you get with a female, she's a reflection of you. You feel me? So it's like, it's like vice versa. So I believe, you know, she's supposed to, you know, dress right, you know, act accordingly, you know, won't do nothing to make you look stupid. Because she do something to make you look stupid, then she ain't for you, really.
I can kind of vibe with that. I think I agree with what both of you guys said. It is about respect, and I feel like the only issue that I've ever had with a guy, that any guy that I always talk to, I always tell, you know, some guys don't want you to dress a certain type of way because they don't want other guys looking at you. However, like I had to explain to, you know, the person I used to talk to, whoever, I was telling him, you know, how I was dressing, you were looking at me. So this is literally just how I dress on a daily basis. I'm not dressing for nobody else's attention. I'm literally just dressing like it because this is how I dress.
Yeah.
So I tell him, you know, sometimes it's a difference. Sometimes females be trying to be slick, but not all the time. So for me, I'm just one of those females where I will remain respectable or do whatever, however, but at the same time, you know, it's not just, you know what I'm saying? It's not to be disrespectful towards you, but however, I still will be respectable, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Tyree, hey, Ty.
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
Hey, you finally made it. So introduce yourself to everyone.
Okay, how y'all doing? I'm Tariq. I'm 19 years old. I'm born and raised in Augusta.
Okay. So, Ty, we were just talking about, so let me ask you this. Do you think a female should adjust her appearance once you guys are officially dating?
No, I don't. Because, I mean, everybody's obligated to their own opinion, whether that's relationship-wise, business-wise, personally. I feel like everybody's obligated to their own opinion. Do I feel as if some things can be kept to themselves? Most mm-hmm. definitely.
Okay.
Because everything that's thought and everything that is that's thought of can ain't always got to be out publicly.
Okay. So basically what I hear everyone say is you don't necessarily want to control what she wears. You just want her to be respectable in when she's dressing herself, basically. Okay. I had to make sure. So y'all ladies just dress respectable. That's all they be asking us for. So that's for you guys. This question, you guys, I know y'all have a bunch to say. So it's two questions I want you guys to answer, but I'm gonna just ask the first one because I already know we're gonna get into it. So what is the difference between man cheating and versus a woman cheating? Anybody wanna state their opinion on that?
Well, women are more smarter when it comes to cheating because they're more manipulative, if you ask me. I really think that women are very, very sneaky in a way of if they have to blame the man or blame the nigga in the standpoint of...
Facts.
Wow.
Like, if we're in an argument... And she ain't winning that battle. Oh my god, man! She finna find every excuse or every aspect of anything to just try to attack it, or even she'll shut down.
For sure, I believe like though, but at the same time, I believe like if a girl cheat, she cheat like emotionally, like like she don't cheat just to like we cheat just to say oh. Again, we done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We ain't trying to no relationship.
Do too much.
You know what I'm saying? We just trying to get something and go. But yeah. Female, they cheat emotionally. It's been years they've been talking.
But see, sometimes you know what? I feel as if women push their man away and cause them to cheat. But then it's like a thing of, wait a minute, I got to realize where home at. So even though I'm cheating on my woman. At the same time, she's not giving me the love, the support, and understanding that I need. Yeah. So I try to go and find somewhere that I feel more secure in. So that what causes me to cheat. And it's not using that as a from a man's perspective. It's not using that as a valid excuse. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's an emotional thing for a man as well. Because I mean, you look at it, a man wants his woman to support him. You know, and in reality, she's supposed to be that second person when he feels down. She's supposed to lift him up.
Yeah,
bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
I was about to say, at the same time, I feel like we cheat to stay loyal.
Because
you would go out there and like you would go cheat and you'd be like, oh heck nah, bro, I miss my girl. That's how I think. That's how you know if you really like a girl.
Yeah.
Because
like you'd be like, no, definitely.
Yeah. You feel so bad that you did it.
It's that guilt.
Yeah.
It's that guilt, boy. That guilt eats you up every time.
So I have a question. So since we're talking about guilt, so my thing that I'm not understanding is why do guys not just communicate before they go out to cheat? Because sometimes it's not made clear, you know, that maybe, you know, I may not be giving you everything that you need, or you would sometimes just want me to listen to you. So why is it never a conversation to communicate besides her yelling, et cetera, before it even gets to that point where you have to have her act like that? Why is it never a conversation before if you're not pleased or something that you need from her? Why is that never a conversation?
I mean, you could always have a conversation with a female, and sometimes they still don't even do right, you know? Yeah. You could tell a female everything, like, you know, I feel like this, I feel like that. And sometimes a female act right for a couple days, and then they go back to the same thing, because if a person's stuck in their ways, you can't change a person for how they act. They're going to always be them. So, shit, you got to keep it pushing. You can't change nobody. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife, bro. For real, can't do that shit. No cap. No cap.
Yeah, it's nothing else.
I'm gonna drill them every time.
Hey, hold on. I disagree with you on that one.
Yeah.
You can turn a hoe into a housewife. She's got to be willing to change, man.
That's true.
Being an open minded woman, bro. I promise you, like, for me, a closed minded person as a whole, bro. They would never go far in life because your mindset is what you want is what you want, and if it ain't your way or how you want, I you promise happy you, to be comfortable, stuck in the same situation or same relationship, same toxic stuff, stop forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I mean, sometimes I don't really sit there long enough to even put myself through that. Because I got to make sure I'm happy first. You know, if a person ain't changing longer and quick enough as I want them to do, I'm not finna sit there and wait on you. It's more in life out there. We young. Yeah. I ain't finna sit around and babysit you. You grown.
Yeah, you right about
that. You hear me? I'm gonna go out there and find things.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree.
That's what you'll do with me. You're gonna find this nigga if I ain't nigga, right? So shit.
Yeah.
You gotta do. You're right. But I get you though, for sure.
Yeah, I do agree. Like you guys were saying, like you just, I just say if we do more, sometimes if I do think us females, I will say from a female standpoint, we are sometimes closed-minded. Why? Because sometimes from your experiences before that guy, it could be an issue where, what if you did A, B, and C, and he still cheated? Then the excuse comes in. What's the excuse now? Because I done adjusted A, B, and C, and D that you asked me to, and it's still an issue. Why do you still want to cheat this, now, and the third? So I think for us females that are not closed-minded, that actually do listen and that do, you know, try to make the adjustments to the best of our ability, not necessarily changing who you are because you're with that person for, you know what I'm saying, for who they are. But at the same time, when it comes to finding solutions, I do feel like, you know, us females that are not closed-minded, you know, we do adjust, but then you still have the cheating. So then after that, you just be like, okay, so then when they get to the next guy that's actually going to stand up, you know what I'm saying, stay behind their words, let their actions speak loud in their words, then you have an issue with the female where she's just like, well, I don't want to do that no more. You know what I'm saying? Because I already been through that. I don't want to do it no more because, so, you know, does that make sense?
So let me ask you this. Why is it when a man cheats on a woman, right, mm-hmm. and she holds that hurt and pain, and then when the next guy comes to try to make her feel special, make her feel like the woman she's supposed to be, she makes him try harder, and it kind of makes him lose interest on why am I here to fix something that I didn't even do? Like, I didn't break you. I didn't hurt you, and you're making me try harder than the guy did before. You gave that guy before right. the person you give me.
Yeah.
So I would say to that, I already talked about this in my podcast, so the girls that's listening, y'all already know what I'm about to say. First of all, that female did not take the healing process after the last relationship seriously. Meaning in that time frame, it is no time frame for the healing process after every relationship that you be in. A lot of people don't want to do it because it causes them to have to look in the mirror and say, okay, even if I wasn't the main reason why we broke up or why we did not work out, or if it wasn't a reason at all that I did, what could I have still have done in certain situations to cause us to maybe have a better, you know what I'm saying, maybe have a situation in better, or possibly could have stayed together if I would have did A, B, and C. A lot of females are in denial when it comes to doing that. Even guys are in denial too, but I know from a female standpoint, I can say personally, it's because they haven't went through the healing process. So you're saying that you're ready for another man, but you're still running into, so this is the thing, how when you don't take the healing process seriously, to self-reflect, to self-heal, to be prayed up about it, all this other stuff, for God to continue to deliver you to get to the right man for you. So I say the healing process was not done indefinitely. Like, the healing process was not took in its time. That's why too, you have a lot of females that, like you said, get to the right guy. When God sees you the right guy, you always run him away or make him do this, that, and the third, and make him, you know, do the runaround. It's because you literally were not doing the work. So now, before this good guy, you kept running into the same issue with the different guys. And instead of you saying it's me, because a lot of females, they don't like to do that. They don't like to say, well, it's me. Let me regroup myself a little bit. Let me figure out what was the common issue since I'm still running into it. They don't want to do that. And so I would say, for me answering for us females out there, I would say it's because we don't go through the process like we're supposed to. We don't give it time, and nor do we self-reflect to actually to say, okay, what could I have did better in that situation? We don't want to do that.
Why don't you give yourself time to heal? You know, why don't females give themselves time to heal? Why do they feel like if they get in the next relationship, Why do they hop in the next relationship, but they don't get themselves time to heal? Why do females do that?
I would say because it's difficult. Like you guys said, we females are set up to be so emotional. So about every little thing, whether a female can act tough or hard, whatever have you, no, behind closed doors, she is an emotional being when it comes on what's the inside of her, on what's on the inside of her. So I would say for me, once again, speaking for ladies, from my experience, I would say that it takes a person to mature in a certain way to where they get to that point where they can say I'ma work on me first and then get into a relationship. It has to, it's a sense of maturity that you have to get to that point. Because I know at a point in time I wasn't always, you know, I've always been mature for my age, but I know at a point in time I had one instance where I literally was like, why am I running into the same type of dude? Why I'm doing that? Because I can't see where I deserve better, because one, I wasn't praying. Two, I wasn't self-reflecting. So it was the same issue that I kept bringing to the table. The same issue I kept bringing to the table once again because I was in denial. I didn't want to do it correctly. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I didn't want to do it correctly because I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to face that type of reality. So I would say it takes a mature young woman to figure out that every time to go through the process correctly. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And so then the next thing I want to ask you guys is, do you think when people cheat that it's intentional?
Yeah, for sure. But you know how many mistakes you gotta make to cheat? You know how many mistakes? Right. First you texting them. Then after that, y'all communicating back and forth. Then after that, When a girl cheat or girl or guy, whoever, they gotta go to their house. They gotta chop it up. Then after that, you could have stopped then, but you kept going. And then after that, y'all get in the bed and do the whoop, the whoop, the whoop. Like, that's too many mistakes. I don't do taking you back after that? Nah, I'll fuck with you. Nah. Hey, you be good though.
How you say you be good though?
So, do you guys agree with that? Like, people when they cheat, it's intentional.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think females move out for emotions, like he said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Females move out for emotions. Females do everything in emotion, man. They got down this everything go off emotion. If they feeling a little sad, or something, or feeling down by themselves, man, it just take the right nigga to whisper in her ear to make her feel good, and then they already in the bed. So that's why I say females move off of emotions. They ain't got nothing stably strong like a male, in my opinion. They just do everything off emotions.
Okay.
And I
so
for some
go ahead.
Guy, we cheat because one of on my one.
Yeah.
Like, we're seeking for that balance.
You skipping. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I totally agree with you guys. So this is a random question. So if you have ever cheated, did you want that female to take you back?
Yeah.
After you cheated.
Yeah.
Okay, so why did you want her to take you back? And when she did take you back, was it still an issue with her kept bringing it up? Like, was it still that issue?
Yeah. It would forever be like that. It would forever be like that. Because you can't, like, a girl, see, look, guys don't, like, hold no grudge. Like, if we have some beef, we'll handle it right then and there. And then after that, probably a couple months later, you might be my best friend. You never know. But a female, well, they'll hold that grudge for life.
For life.
To death to they part.
Yeah. And I always tell females this, if the guy is working, so say if you get back with a guy after he cheated, you know, I tell him be willing, it takes both parts to do the work. Because at the end of the day, like I tell him, don't be one of them guys that be telling a female, oh, well, you can't feel that type of way, that is that thing. You keep bringing up, because if you're giving her the repeated behavior before you cheated the last time, that's why she keep bringing it up. So that's why I tell them it takes people to do the work. So I tell them this is how I roll. If I ever would take that back, if you're doing everything to do the work and for us to move forward, I won't bring it up no more. I promise you I won't. But if you're showing me that same behavior, you keep doing the same dumb shit that you've been doing, that's going to irritate me. Not saying I'm gonna keep bringing it up, but in the back of my head, That you cheated is not going to go nowhere. It's not even going to be something in like a, you know what I'm saying? Another part of my brain.
So why be with me then? If you're going to keep bringing it up. That's what question I get. Why we be with me then? If you're going to do all that, just don't be with me then.
That's a good
question. Don't fake it with me.
Hey, that's that. Hey, my dog.
But this is the thing. Two people have to agree on that. So that's once again, it takes two people to do the work. If you're tired of me constantly doing it, sometimes you have to look at what am I doing to make her feel that way. I don't think guys sit down either after they cheat too, after I done took you back, because taking you back was a process, period. Whether I love you, you can say you love a person, that is that and third. That's for guys and females, but I know especially for females. If I'm taking you back, you know what I'm saying? I still love you. So I'm willing to make it work. But when the problem comes in is when guys do not want to do work, or you want to show me the same repeated behavior. That's a hell no for me. That's why it's a problem.
I'd rather you just leave me than just doing all that. You feel me? Because that just going to got them just make us hate each other.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's going to be like hating each other. I mean, I ain't going to like you. You feel me? So you better get on. I ain't going to like you. So I just say you just... If she gonna do all that, bro, I just tell her to just keep it pushing. Female, you gonna do all that, keep it pushing. And then you wanna find somebody else and you feel like he better, then you do that then. But if you do wanna come back and talk to him, you gotta cut all that bullshit out. For real. they ain't gonna build off nothing. You feel me? Either you gonna fuck me or you ain't gonna fuck me. There ain't no in between. Ain't no in between.
Right.
It ain't hot or cold. Either gonna be hot or cold, straight up.
So with that experience, if you ever have that, were you willing to do the work after to make sure that she was still, the trust was still being built back up? That's what I'm saying. So I understand what you're saying, but in that same headspace, are you saying that in an arrogant tone, or are you saying that in a genuine, like, if you still gonna bring it up, then it is what it is?
Yeah,
are you okay? Because I had to make sure
for me to no, cheat on you. No, well, cheat on you. Okay. And to me to keep pushing to be with you, I must love you or like you, you know, in that type of way. Cause I ain't gonna keep pushing to deal with a female, even push to be with a female if I ain't liking her. So I must like you to even, you know, work out. I could have been the other girl I cheated with, but I chose you back to work that out. You know, I made a mistake. So I had to choose you back, you know, to work it out. And I think everything like 50-50, in my opinion. If everything ain't 50-50, and stuff like that, whatever, the relationship won't even work. So it got to be me halfway. It can't be me chasing her, you know, and she ain't trying to give me the same energy back. I think everything got to be 50-50.
Yeah.
True.
And then, too, like, I be telling people in a relationship, like, I agree with the 50-50 thing, but I also do tell people, do it with precaution, because you may have that person that may drop off 20%. And it's not necessarily nothing against you, but because life happened. They have a total, you know what I'm saying, a total different life outside of you guys. I think that's where the tug and pull comes in relationships when it comes to that type of stuff, the 50-50. Because it's just like, okay, what if I done dropped off 5% of that or 10% of that? Are you going to get mad at me because I'm genuinely doing that? So say like, for example, say like if the girl's grandmother died, for instance, I was in that situation. And what I was telling him was, this was my situation, y'all. I'm being so serious. I'm being so honest. Y'all might laugh at me, but it's okay. It's cool. So the issue was my grandmother has currently died. And I was in a different headspace. And so what I was telling him was, either you can leave me where I'm at or if you feel like I'm not doing so and so and so, or either you could just give me that time. How much time? I do not know. However, I'm going to still try to do what's best on my part. This nigga didn't even had audacity not even show up at the funeral, et cetera, et cetera. So when that happened, it was just like, I was like, you know what? I'm not giving my part, so I'm just like, it's best for us to break up. And he was cussing and fussing. I'm just like, you're not understanding. When I asked you before, was this something that you wanted to stick with me through? Because you said, you know what I'm saying? You saying you love that person, so you're going to stick with them, correct? So I was telling him, you not show up to my grandmother's funeral, that causes emotional strain between us because of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I was telling him, like, when you do stuff like that, then that's what causes me to be like, nah, I'm good.
That's facts. Hey, I don't blame you.
I don't blame you on that, for sure. You got to do what you got to do.
Because you're supposed to be making, like, if y'all in a relationship, y'all supposed to be making life easier.
Sure. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, the next one, you guys, I thought we were talking about cheating. So the next one is plan your position and let expectations be known. So why is this important, you guys, when it comes to any relationship or friendship with the opposite sex? Do you believe, how about this? Do you believe in friends with benefits and can it go wrong?
Yes.
I mean, it depends, though. It depends. Like, it can go wrong if one person start catching feelings. And once the girl, or the guy catches feelings, and that person don't, they in it just for the, you know, they just in there for sex. It's like, that's when y'all supposed to talk to each other, communicate, and back out. Because once you start seeing that, you got to go. Because if you don't go, hell is finna come down.
So somebody said that's funny. So have you guys ever like been in that friends of benefit and it went wrong, like totally wrong, like all the way wrong?
Hell yeah. I'm okay, in this shit right now.
Hey, I don't blame you, man. Hey, look. Hey, when you having sex and then after that, she looked in your eye and said, "I love you." I'm, what did you say?
Mm-mm. Can't do it.
But you can't leave it alone, though.
Left.
Hey, I get lonely at night, girl. For real. That's why I can't got no in that shit. You feel me? But I feel like that is bad, though, to have that. Because girls that catch feelings, they get to doing crazy stuff like that. Them down there stalking you. Who that girl you was with at the party? Who you was with? You know, doing all that extra stuff. And they ain't even your girl. So, yeah, you got to cut that off. For sure.
But at the same time, though, I think we invented, like, our generation, we invented a talking stage.
For sure.
Like, cause like if we would have been like back in the old days, like our granddads and grandpa,
mm-hmm.
and, like we would just been like, you meet a girl, y'all chop it up, you have sex, you in love with us, whatever. But now, shoot, bro, we just be bouncing, you know what I'm saying?
Not y'all be bouncing. Don't.
I think that's just a dude with the music.
Yeah,
with the music, high females at nowadays, bro, there's a whole bunch of city girls still going on.
Oh, boy, you ain't lying.
Feel me? Like, every girl want to be a top notch, want the rapper relationships, want the money bag, car, clothes, you know, all that extra stuff like that. Ain't no, you can't really find nothing genuine because the music nowadays and high females, you know, want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Megan Thee Stallions, the city girls, the, you know, the Aries, the females like that, I'll be peeping that stuff, man. I was females wanna be.
Nah. Well, you wanna know something? I was just at it was Money Man's birthday, and he was up in Atlanta, he was in Marietta.
Yeah.
And Ari was there.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that she was there and all these girls, oh my god, that's my bitch.
Yeah. Don't even know her.
She don't know you.
She not giving you no money, and they just you want because they look at they. And it's
she
like,
an industry female.
You feel me? And it's how these rappers be buying these females car, clothes, jewelry. That's when it comes to the in between. Females want dudes to do that. Oh, you ain't spending that bag, you know. They love to take stuff there. It ain't no genuine vibes. Neither, you feel me? You feel me? It ain't no you pay half, I pay half type shit. You feel me?
I want you to pay my car note. I want you to pay this.
That's too far. That's too far.
But I have females, bro.
No, it be females like that though.
You feel me? You like they fuck that nigga could be butt ugly. Nigga missing teeth and all that. He got that bag, guess what they gonna do?
They gonna throw that ass.
You feel me? They gonna throw it, and it's like that's why dudes are having the mindset we have, who I do. It's hard for me to trust because it's like I see so much of that, which I'm not trying to put myself in there, but I see so much of that and dudes going after this dude. Okay, then he got the bigger bag. I'm going over there. It's like I be peeping that type stuff. It makes me tighten up on my game because, Shotty, you're not finna play me because that ain't this and this ain't that. You feel me? So I'm finna have me one, like my daddy told me, I gotta have me one in the back. You feel me? Because how you moving and how these females acting and how you moving, I'm fucking with your vibe, but how you moving and acting, it's hard for me to trust. So it's like, that's what's so hard nowadays, I guess, for like females and dudes to be with each other. Because so much bullshit that be going on. Oh my god.
Ty, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all. Y'all can hear me better now?
Yes, yeah, we can hear you. So what's your take on everything?
I missed some of the stuff, so y'all give me a little refresher.
Okay, so we was talking about being friends with benefits and can it go wrong?
Yes and yes. Why I say that, because feelings and emotions get attached. No matter how you look at it, I believe that every person that you sleep with, every person that you have sex with, because spiritually, we are connected. And I feel as if everybody that you sleep with, it is a soul tie. No matter how you look at it, because you can say you don't give a damn about a person. You say, I ain't really fucking with her like that. Or, I ain't fucking with him like that. And at the same time, I guarantee you, if he or she do one thing wrong, it's going to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
And why does it bother you? Because y'all have made that sex tie. So now it is a thing of, okay, damn. I really don't care about this girl because I done had sex with her or because I done did something with her ass. I got some feelings for her. You may not even think you got feelings for her. You might just say, nah, I ain't got no feelings for that girl. Y'all tripping. But in reality, you got feelings for her. In my past, I done had, you know, friends with benefits. And I mean, that shit go left. Because, boy, that friend turn into a girlfriend, and me and that girlfriend be toxic. And be like, wait a minute, this shit started off as close friends, but damn.
Yeah.
Now you trying to trap me.
And I think, too, to add to what everybody said, I totally agree with everything that you guys have said with soul friends, social media, soul ties. I also say, too, that people don't want to let the expectation be known. Like, if it's just gonna be sex, then it's just gonna be sex. You and her. But like he said once again too, that even that soul tie, it comes anyway. But I think too, like people don't want to be taught. Don't, like he said, don't want to talk no more. It's all about, okay, he got a big bag and all that other stuff. However, it's still some females like me, just putting it out there, that I don't go for all that. I go for genuine vibes. And honestly, like I tell them, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to, etc. I'm pretty cool talking to you. I'm not one of the females that social media stuff, because behind closed doors, they be the most struggling couples, like Moneybagg Yo, all of them. They be struggling behind the scenes, and that's the part that people don't get. Like, when money comes issues, and with more people gassing you up and being on your head, that comes with issues. Like, girls don't know how to be independent no more, because like he said, they see that so much on social media. But like I told him, I got my own bag and I'm in school, and et cetera. So it's just like, when they hear that, a lot of guys be getting, they be just taking a step back, because they just like, oh, you genuine, et cetera. I'm like, yeah, what you thought I was on, like, that stuff don't faze me, because at the end of the day, I'm gonna give you real. If you showing me real and you asking me for it, I'm gonna give you Caitlyn regardless. But if you saying, okay, Caitlyn, it's her this, that, and the third, I'd be like, okay, cool. Because at the end of the day, it's still my choice whether or not to deal with you or not. So it's, you all ever heard of saying flaws and all? So I tell people, I take that person for their flaws and all. That's why I let my expectation be known from the get-go. So if I tell them, okay, I don't want to have sex until marriage, and you agree on those terms, I'm not saying we can't revisit it later on down the line, but if you agree with those terms, don't keep bugging and bothering me about that like we don't have other shit that we can talk about, because then it's going to annoy me. Does that make sense? Right. That type of stuff annoys me, because it's just like, why we can't have a normal conversation? It's not about getting to know nobody no more. Like, do you even know my favorite color? Like I be telling them, plenty of my friends, they be screwing these niggas and be in a relationship with these niggas, and they still cheat. They still don't know your favorite color. They still don't even know what type of drink you like. So I tell them, like he said, with genuine vibes, I just feel like that's an issue with our generation, period. Not only because of social media or because you see what your friend doing. It's no longer everybody have their own opinion about nothing. We talk at the girl talk table. And it's no longer you have an opinion about nothing because you just think what one person say goes. No, I tell my friends, that shit ain't cool. Like, girl, why would you do something like that? I'm one of them type of friends. So if I'm telling you that, you know, and that is genuine, but a lot of females don't realize that they don't want them genuine friends no more. They can tell you about yourself. Just like if something happened to you, you and say your boyfriend, and you come to the group chat and you tell him, I'm not one of them females that's going to be like, hey, you was right. You should have grilled his ass. That no, I'm going to tell you, not friend. You didn't have to cuss in his face like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even though he was wrong, you still didn't have to act like that. I wanted this type of friend. So that's why I tell him too. It just all depends on who you're around as well. But also letting those expectations be known when you get with a person.
And add to that independent side, like, I feel as if, like you said, it's not enough women out here that's independent. But again, the ones that are independent, the ones that got their shit together, they use that to disrespect the man. And why I say disrespect the man is because now the level of accountability for the man is being tested. And when I say that, it's the man's job in any relationship to provide for his woman and his family, right or wrong.
Yeah, for right. Sure. Yeah,
so for a woman to say, I don't need you. I don't need no nigga for shit. I don't need it. Well, let me tell you something. I can promise you and I can guarantee you, I don't care if you got, if you dating the same sex or whatever, I can guarantee you a woman can't do what a man can, a woman can't do what a man can do in a relationship, and vice versa.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why God created man and woman, not for them to date each other, but for, I mean, to be honest with you, let's keep it real. I mean, no man can be happy if his woman not present. I'm just being real.
Hmm. You're right about that.
I feel like that independent side for a woman, you know, it's good to be independent. I commend every woman that is independent. I commend you guys totally. But at the same time, give that man respect and don't keep saying that I don't need a nigga for shit or I don't need that nigga for nothing. Like, because that it tests the accountability for the man, because the man is going to provide.
Yeah.
Man. The it's man, like, when does he fit in? It's like, where does he fit in at? Like, he don't know where he fit in. Like, right. He can't provide because you over here saying this.
Because now he's trying to find where he fit in at.
Yeah.
So now it's taking away from y'all time of growing with each other, because now he's trying to grow himself so he can provide for you, when in reality it's his job to bear the fruit and it's your job to multiply.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think too, with a lot of times, not cutting you off, my bad, but I think a lot of times too, I totally agree. It comes with being somewhat submissive. So some females, they don't want to be submissive because they don't, I tell them, being submissive don't mean your guy have to be telling you what to do. That's not what I mean being submissive. In the areas that you know he is strong in and that you guys have already set to say, okay, this is your area, or you have told her specifically your expectations and have put it out there, that's when you should let your man be in his element, point blank, period. I absolutely agree with that. But a lot of females, they be like, they see when they hear a submissive, they just like, tell me what to do. No, that's just communicating with them, letting them be strong in their element. Letting them be strong. If that's one of their strengths, then so call it. Like the Bible say, every man shall have himself a wife. So eventually you're going to be needed for him, but as well, you're going to need him at the same time.
And let me say these two things, and I ain't gonna say the next on the topic, but like even when you said this, the Bible says about the man and the woman, behind every great man there's an even better woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. And then also, it's nothing wrong with submitting to your man. That doesn't necessarily mean he's controlling the marriage or controlling the relationship. He's leading, mm-hmm. but it's your job to lead while following.
For sure.
Does that make sense to y'all? Like, it's my job as a man. It's my job to lead my relationship, but it's my woman's job to lead while following. That way, and that means in every mistake that I make and everything that I lack, at the same time, I want to be able to lead, but I wanted you to be able to lead while following me. So help.
That's what a woman made like, from man real for sure.
Like, if I got a business, help me to grow it even better.
For sure. Mm.
Because I believe, for me, a woman is the most powerful creature that God ever created. Y'all are some powerful. Women are some powerful.
Oh God,
that's a powerful creature.
For sure.
Thank y'all. Much respect. That's why I had y'all on here, because y'all just much more respect is just me building towards all of y'all individually, because it's just like, you're not being disrespectful, but you're stating how it is, and that is the ultimate goal, period. So y'all, enough on that topic, because they done said what they had to say. There's nothing else for me to say if nobody else got to add nothing. The next one we're going to talk about is toxic relationships. Okay. So the first one is, have you ever been in one? If so, how did you handle it? And have you ever been the toxic one in the relationship? If so.
Which one of y'all gonna take it first?
Man, I can't. I got a problem with playing with females head, bro. That's my problem. So yeah, I would say I've dealt with a couple of toxic relationships. I dealt with them. I ain't gonna speak on them. I'm gonna let y'all go. Y'all go ahead and go.
Sure, man.
I give y'all this right here. I recently talking to this girl, man. And when I tell you, we clicked instantly. I mean, like, we clicked instantly. Like, she met all the criteria that I was looking for. When it comes to us talking to each other, it's like we clicked for real.
Yeah.
And man, we went on this trip to North Carolina. And, you know, we had a good time. You know, it was a group of friends or whatever. And, you know, all my friends, we love to travel. So we just get up and go. Yeah. Well, the whole North Carolina trip went good. So I'm still getting to know this person. Now, this is the first time we have ever met each other was on this North Carolina trip. I mean, we talked, conversed through, you know, social media and stuff like that, and through messages. And we was in the same unit or whatever, because we both in the military. But, man, I have never hung out with her in a kind of a realm of, you know, just.
Yeah.
But one thing I could not deal with is her mouth. Like, her mouth just didn't match. We didn't it just, like, dang, wait a minute. What, on the phone, you wasn't talking all this night? Wait a minute. So after North Carolina, a day later, we came to Augusta or whatever, and, you know, we checked out. She was finna get ready to go back to Dublin or whatever. And she asked me, she said, you want to come to Orlando with me and my family this week? I'm like, damn, now wait a minute. I just got off vacation. I can't go on no. So I'm like, forget it. I mean, it is what it is. So we went to Orlando, man, and we had a good time. But, like, I had to watch what I said and watch how I responded, even though she was talking to me like she was crazy, because I was around her family. So I said, all right, I'm gonna see how this gonna go. So we end up breaking up after the Orlando trip, bro. And she was like, she can't do whatever. You know, she didn't really fuck with how I was still communicating with some of my exes or whatever. I'm the type of person that I never leave any situation worse than what I found it. I'm a person that I don't care how bad or how much beef we got going on, I'm not finna sit up there and leave any situation without having some type of closure to it. So, you know, going on or whatever, and like I can't let this girl go for some reason, even though we don't talk. I mean, we don't talk all the time, but we talk at least once a day.
Y'all had sex?
Yeah, we had sex.
That's some soul ties, boy.
Oh, God. Yep, you just talked about it.
Those soul ties, boy.
Y'all energy, like, you gave her some of your energy. She gave you some of her energy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You tired of no soul ties, boy.
But look, even after we broke up or whatever, she said she still wanted to be close or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want that because if I still be close to you, I ain't gonna be able to find who. I ain't gonna be able to move on because I still got you that I ain't even made closure with.
Yeah.
I mean, even right now, bruh, I mean, I literally, before we got on the podcast or whatever, I literally was just on the phone with her and I told her I had to get a meeting and she got mad at me because.
Yeah, you got you a crazy one, man. Yes, you're crazy.
Golly, females be doing
yeah.
All that?
Yeah, females be going crazy. Man, dude. You know what he don't do? He don't lay down the law.
Oh, God.
He don't lay it down. He don't lay it down. Undertaker. Oh, boy. Oh, that's what it was. See, once a female, they like you.
Seriously, tell me until I get out.
What happened?
Oh, I thought everybody shut up. It's that girl. She don't. Oh, she don't.
Oh, either. She ain't got him.
She don't got him. Oh, you talking shit about me? you got me fucked up, nigga. Oh shit, man.
Y'all are aggravating. Y'all be doing that to females and wondering why they crazy. See, that's what I'm talking about.
See, I'm gonna keep it real, you know. I'm a real lady. You lay down that law, bro, she gonna go crazy. I ain't trying to stop playing nothing, but when you have, if a girl like you and then you lay, then y'all have good sex, bro, a girl will get attached to you just like that and they'll start doing stuff they ain't never done before.
What?
Never, so they ain't never done before. Like, first you went from, oh, I ain't got time, and then y'all have, after y'all have sex, then I got time.
True, I get off my job right now to come.
You feel me? You like, if you gonna keep it real, everything, I don't say everything got to do with sex, because sex is not the only thing, but I believe, like he said, soul ties, and once you have sex with a female, that's when, and then y'all have like an emotional sex, like you know, you have sex with somebody, you're like, dang, I'm already feeling this, and she feeling it. That's when the feelings get stronger because you like, now y'all to open up to each other, and now y'all just gonna encounter that type of, you know, interaction with each other. So it's like, after that, air the whole ball game changed. She want to be a girlfriend, she want to act crazy, she just her mouth gets smart, everything just changed about her, really.
It's because so she getting comfortable, she getting comfortable around you,
basically.
When a girl get comfortable around you, she just acting herself. That's all.
Basically, and that's it. That's her true self, her mouth. And you got to watch. Then sometimes you got to watch who she hang around.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch who a female hang around. You have to watch who her friends is. Who is she talking to? Who's in her ear? Who give her, you know, wisdom? Who tells her, you know, girl, you don't need, who is in her ear? Then you got to look at who her mama is. Meet her mama, who her mama is.
Mm-hmm.
I got a baby mama, and I thought, you know, she was good, you know, and stuff like that. But then when I met the mama.
Them, they like tell mama, it all.
You feel me? It's like the mama, it's like fake energy, fake love, and fake genuine vibe. And it's like, it's quick to, oh, we don't need no man. Cause how her family built is like very alpha dominant, so it's like they don't have no man. None of them married. None of them have no man. All of them quit to drop a man. So it's like if you're going through a situation with a female like that, and her mama in her ear, like you know, me and your daddy ain't been with each other. We broke up. You feel me? Once you got somebody in your ear like that, then that tends to make the female act judge different towards you. You feel me? Because she's going off of what her mama's saying. Because she's like, oh, my mama done had no man. My mama, she ain't never been with no man. She okay. I don't need no man. So you can go. Then that's when that collide start to happen. So that's why I say you got to watch who a female be around or watch who raised a female. Okay. Did I tell it all? For sure. I'm dealing with that now.
Dang.
You know?
I didn't know it was that bad. I'm learning a lot about my Cali. Y'all deep. Need to do better, females, because that don't make no sense. It's seriously.
Deep. It's deep.
Like, and it's crazy because I don't, like I tell them, like you say, it depends on who you're around. Y'all, most of y'all know how I am as a female. And a lot of people always tell me, Caitlin, you a different breed. I'm just like, you know how, Devin, you know how mama always been with us. Yeah. So it's just like, that's why I am a different breed, because my mama was a different breed. And so it's just like, I tell them, you know, it goes back to, you know,
who raised you.
Yeah, you go back to who raised you.
Like, I'm sure for like, I'm sure for like you, bro. How your daddy raised you? You know, if your daddy was here, like, but how your if your daddy was here, like, well, how he raised you? You feel me? Mm-hmm. You go by how your daddy is. You feel me?
Kind of. Yeah, how yeah, daddy... and that's what they don't understand. Like a girl or a woman's love starts with their father. So if they're so used to that behavior from their father, or they see it with their mother, with their father, that's what they're going to gravitate towards. They can say they not, but then when you reevaluate after every relationship you done been in, you be like, dang, I tried to get with my dad and my dad wasn't shit, or my dad treated my mama like that. And then you think it's okay. Then you think it's okay when really it's not.
It all starts with the like household, like
facts,
like because like I see why I respect women, because like my mama was a single mom when I was growing up. I ain't had no dad.
Yeah,
but like everything my mama asked for and she needed, I'll be right there.
For sure.
Because like I ain't had no pops to tell me how to do this, tell me how to shave, tell me how to freaking, you know, walk as a man. I had to figure out that on my own. You feel me? So like, it's like when girls say they doing that jump by themselves and stuff, and that's good, but just don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. And that and like you said, you can't, and I'm trying to cut you off, but I tell a lot of females now when it comes to Father's Day, if you see the energy compared to Mother's Day, you see the energy totally changes. Like this year, literally up here, they literally didn't sell any Father's Day balloons. And I told my mama, I was just like, why did they do that for their dads that do? You know what I'm saying? Have raised their children. It takes away from a man. It goes against a man's, you know what I'm saying? It really goes against you guys. And honestly, I started crying because I felt the type of way. Because I'm just like, I know good fathers. You know, my dad, regardless if I didn't agree with what he did relationship-wise, he still was in my life. So it was one of the things where I was just like, why the same energy can't be reciprocated? Because even though, you know, you do have absent fathers, you also have absent mothers. And it's a lot of absent mothers out there that people, but that does not get talked about enough. It's more of, it's a deadbeat dad, or your dad ain't never came around. So it's sad that it's like that. It's sad because it don't make no sense. Like...
It's just sad, just how. And I remember a dude told me one time, he was like, I don't really like going with girls that never had a dad in their life, because those type of girls make it seem like you older than the world, because their dad wasn't in their life. You feel me? So they feel like you older than the world or something like that, because their dad wasn't in their life, so they more like, oh, you owe them something, basically.
Yeah. Because they weren't taught firsthand growing up the different mannerisms. They wasn't taught how a man, you know, is supposed to treat you. Because I tell them, my dad all the time, since I've been little, always opened up the door for me. So them is one of the expectations. When you with me, like, I'm going to look at you like you're crazy if you don't open up the door, because it's going to be like, what the hell are you doing? Wait, what you doing? And, you know, I just tell them, you know, that type of stuff too, a lot of because of social media, a lot of guys have forgot how to be chivalrous, because you got these females that it's no longer about just everything natural. It's all about who got the biggest ass, or who do this, who that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's never about nothing, like you said, genuine vibes. It's never about that. It's never about who she is as a person, her natural look. Like, if the girl is comfortable wearing makeup, you should be okay with that. you know, stuff like that. As well as I do agree that, you know, if you're with a person, they should be able to see you in your natural state. Most of the time, too, though. It's just a hand-in-hand thing. But most females feel like when they get with a dude, if I wear makeup every time I see you, that's my business. And I just like, no, because they don't actually see you. They just see, you know, a part of you when you have on makeup. They don't see how you look when you natural. So it's like...
Yeah. You look tore up.
Not you look tore up. You look tore up. But yeah, all right. So y'all, let's move on. So the last and final one. This one, I just can't wait to hear what you have to say. Is it bro code to not talk to someone your homeboy has, or it doesn't matter?
Ooh, I need him. Hey. I'm sorry. Can I put somebody in here, like, for somebody to talk to my homeboy? He like a brother to me. And I want you to ask him this question.
Okay, go ahead.
This man, like, go fed.
Hey, my boy, hey, ask that question again.
I said, is it bro code to not talk to someone your homeboy has, or it doesn't matter?
Shit. I mean, if she ain't my girl, she free game, you feel me? But me, I got, like, me and my partners, we like cool to where we're going ahead and, like, We'll chop it up like, shit, I'm trying to fuck with this girl that you fuck with, and give you the green light. If y'all damn give you the green light, gonna do the thing, you know? Shit like that.
So basically what he's saying is, if a dude, like how we work, if a dude give you like the green light or something like that, he don't, cause we ask before we talk to a female. Oh, I believe what's dirty, true. If you don't ask a dude, can you talk to a female, you do it behind his back, that's dirty. Y'all just pop out, yeah, that lame head. Yeah.
You can't do no jump like that. That's just like going behind your back and like doing something. Like, you can't do that. That's going behind my back without me knowing. Cause you never know, I might have feelings for that girl still. You know what I'm saying? I want to get back with her or some type shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. That shit does, man. That shit, that can get wrecked.
Okay, I'm gonna throw some scenarios out there. So say y'all group of homeboys. Just so say this so happened to be the case. I know y'all have different set of homeboys. Y'all probably don't do this. But what if your homeboys know about the situation? And so they know your homeboy and I guess your ex-girlfriend, or y'all still semi-talking but not together. Okay, so say that they smash. And your homeboy didn't tell you, but everybody else in the group knows besides you. And every time y'all come around, they laughing because they already know what's up. Would you peep that, and how would you handle the situation?
Fuck all of them. Not the homeboy.
Hey, my homeboy got around me that one.
What?
Yeah, he got around me that one. Because, like, bro, you don't do no shit like that. you don't do no shit like that, bro. Like, if you my homeboy, my brother, I call my bros my brother. You feel me? So, like, you my brother, you don't do no shit like that. You feel, you gotta talk to me. I don't give a damn. You feel me? If you like it, you want to do one of my girls, you know what I'm saying? And if I give you the green light, like he said, straight. If I don't, and you go behind my back.
Get to give it, yeah. You got to give it that one. Come on, come to the back.
Hey, come here. Let me talk to you for a minute.
You already know what time it is. Going on with it. Come here. That shit lame. Dude, I might try to fight all y'all. I be flash out. I be flash out. Y'all got me fucked up in here. I am not one of these niggas y'all playing with. Really? That's what you got to drop your neck.
I just don't understand from a female's point, why would a female be okay with that? To me, I would feel weird in that situation. That's just me.
I think females to do it just to be get niggas evil, mad. Yeah. Just get niggas mad.
Start shit.
Oh God.
That's when them emotions come in. They hurt that you did something, so they try to get you back with your homeboy. Right? Yeah. Because, like the homeboy
could be... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
But no, because literally in our girl group at a point in time, we had to let this girl go. And I will tell you, this was when this happened. This was when we had first got out of high school. But an issue was, it's because what one of the girls was saying in the group was, if me and him done smashed, he done met my family, et cetera, et cetera. It's weird now. So this is the problem where it came in. It was weird because even though me and the other girl in the group didn't try to make a big deal out of it, it was always an issue between them two when he came around. Because it's just like, why would you do some mess like that? Like, we supposed to be close. No, we knew each other since, like, kindergarten. So it was one of the things that, why would you do some mess like that? And then it was one of those things where it was always an argument. Like, well, he only with you because I don't want him. So then I tell him, instead of dealing with all that drama, I say for females, because of how emotional we are and because how we act when it comes to dudes, period, I just tell them we not doing that shit no more. Because you call every time we at a function, y'all bringing it up or y'all at odds with each other. And you calling me, and I'm just like, both y'all stupid as hell. That's just how I feel at this point. I'm just like, why, if she supposed to be your homegirl slash sister, so not only is your homegirl, but this really your sister, and she told you at a point in time that she was never going to be okay with that, and you still did it anyway, that's a problem with me. Because now you're causing something in the group that don't even need to happen when you and her had already had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them, I'm just like, we had to reevaluate our friend group, and so people got their feelings hurt. Cause I tell them, I'm not with the drama, like, especially not over no nigga. We not gonna do that. We not gonna fight over no nigga, because you know what you did. Own up to it, and either y'all gonna fight or y'all gonna talk it out. Whichever one y'all need to do, by all means, go ahead and kill each other over a nigga. But I tell them, you know, just I can't stand one of them people that they do stuff and they want to hide their hand like they ain't do nothing or don't know what you're talking about, because that just annoys me. You know exactly what she's talking about. You know who so-and-so is. Stop playing.
Stop playing,
because you know who so-and-so is. And then this nigga, here he go. And one of, because we was at one of the gatherings at my crib. So I was telling her was, if you come, you cannot bring him. I just told her that. I was like, I don't care who is your plus one. I don't even care if you bring somebody. It just cannot be him. She showed up with him.
No.
Of course she had a problem. Y'all already know how I get when I get pissed. So of course she had a problem with me. But I said, you know
what? That's disrespectful.
I said, you know what? If you get this ass whooping delivered to you here, that'll be on you. Because at this point, if she beat your ass, you deserve it. Because I asked you. I purposely said, you already know, y'all just had words a couple hours before in the group chat about that. I told you, I didn't care who you bring, just don't bring him. And then this nigga, this is what makes me mad with him, because it's just like, why you keep coming around when you know every time it's going to be drama? It's like you really like that type of crap. Like, why you even want to be in that type of energy? And he's just standing there. It's just like why?
He like it.
It ain't that deep. We too grown, like, for that.
Two girls fighting over me.
All right, you guys. That's it for season 3, episode 1, part 1. Just everything that has been said. We had one hell of a time. You guys really represent yourselves and set the record straight. Point blank, period, as females always say. Hopefully you guys were able to take away something. Stay tuned for the next part, which is tomorrow. Love y'all.
Love you. All right, y'all.
Bye. All right. Sure.